Welcome to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. You can listen to the Marty Shergold Show podcast anywhere, even while taking a hot shower powered by Ream, Australia's favourite hot water. From the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Not just any odd show, the Friday edition.
Ooh. Oh.
End of the week. Full week's dump.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
It's Friday, yeah.
It's Saturday, Sunday.
Let me get that sorted.
It's Friday then.
It's Saturday, Sunday. What?
Woo! Friday then.
Made it to the end of the week.
Oh, I might have a drink tonight.
You, that's unlike you.
That's a surprise.
I might have a drink.
Really?
Avoid people smoking next to you.
I'm absolutely going to put an end to that.
What are you going to have? What are you going
to
have for
I'll have
drink?
A beer to start, as I always do, regardless of the situation.
Yeah.
I always have a beer to start.
Mm-hmm.
And then, given the weather in our part of the world, which is not everyone's part of the world, I might have a red wine.
Just one glass of wine?
I'd probably just have a half a glass
half
of wine.
Half a glass.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, nice.
Do they have light wine? I'll buy a light wine.
I don't think they do. I think
that's an alcohol-free red wine.
I think that's called a rosé, isn't it?
An alcohol-free red wine.
No, rosé is Shiraz Zero. Surprisingly alcoholic.
Is it really?
Yes. That's a very big nights alone on rosé.
I'm glad you mentioned alone. It's very hard to drink with a rosé drinker and take them seriously.
What? I love rosé.
Oh, really, though?
In the warmer climes.
It's a summer drink.
It's a summer drink. You wouldn't do it in June.
God.
In the southern part of Australia.
No, Ange will have a rosé. I get a bit headachy on the sort of white winey rosé kind of things.
I get headachy on white wine, on any wine, full stop.
Yeah.
Wine
no, I can drink champagne.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's my, that's where I stop.
Oh, that's your nemesis.
That's just a headache in a glass.
Yeah.
Is it?
One glass is a headache.
For you as well.
And a vom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, what a
That's not hard, though.
That sounds like fun.
No, that is not hard for you. Oh, well, we've covered off alcohol.
Yes. And enjoy responsibly.
That's a bit triggering for you. We apologise.
Enjoy responsibly.
Enjoy your own journey and be yourself.
Yeah. Just do you.
Couple of messages on our DMs at Marty Shergold Show, both Lauren related that I was going to cover off today. One's just quickly from Steve. Mm. Why does Loz yell throughout the game segments? Even between points, she's even breathing loud.
It's
very exciting.
Every time I say today's the day, I'm not going to yell.
Yeah.
Very competitive.
Just the competitor in her gets
the gym.
A bit top-endy.
We played the suburbs game in this part of the show yesterday.
Yes, we did.
You can look forward to another version of that later on in the podcast.
More yelling.
We took it to the show.
Full show done. Today's message from Matthew. Hey, gang. Sorry for this delayed message. I'm an expat Melburnian living in Perth since 2018. So I podcast Melbourne shows, and usually there's a few days delay in what you broadcast and what I get to hear.
Well, there isn't. No, that should not be happening.
No, that's just your listening habits.
Well, get on Listener, and you can get the notifications when the new episode is there.
Yes, it should be mid-morning every morning.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But Matthew
There was once when it wasn't, remember? And I wasn't happy.
Oh, I'm nervous.
No, this is good.
Great. It's
Is Lauren related?
Yeah, it's helpful for Lauren.
Uh-oh.
Just in regards to Lauren and her issue with having to use the timer in her oven every time she needs to cook.
Oh, this is good. Some practical advice.
Lauren, turn the timer anti-clockwise so it clicks. Leave it there and you can use your oven at your own free will. Oven, temp, grill, whatever. You will never be a slave to the timer until you need it. But let's be honest, who uses the timer anyway?
Thank you, Will.
Does it have a knob?
Matthew.
Does it have a knob?
Yeah, and it's one of those ones that's full goes... when the thing's done.
So you've got to turn it all the way anti-clockwise until it clicks.
Or just click, just
it might
push
just
it
be
over.
One click.
I think it's just over one click
right.
And then it will go
and
over.
And then it'll go off.
Just try a bit of anti stuff and see if you can click
Thank
it.
Thank you, Matthew.
Good on you, Matthew.
We'll report back on Monday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get
in my oven.
Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Shergold Show. Here it is from Triple M.
Marty Shergold, now on Triple M.
Well, we're supposed to be out of lockdown now.
Yes.
But unfortunately, that hasn't happened.
It continues.
Yeah.
So a couple of coronavirus updates with Alex through the morning. How are you going, Alex?
Yeah, really well, thank you.
Couple of negative positives.
Yeah,
what
which
we
is
call
good
them?
News. False positives.
False positives.
Yeah. So that is hopeful. That is good news.
That's really great because health authorities were very, very concerned about fleeting transmission, and these were two of those fleeting transmission cases.
How many more are there? How many more fleeting ones? Feels like the fleeting thing's not an issue anymore.
Brett Sutton had said he thought there could be around 10.
Oh, okay.
All right, okay.
Right. Oh, well, fleeting's still an issue.
Mm.
The beast.
Yes.
How are you, Troy?
I'm all right, Marty.
What are you doing this weekend? Going away?
Going away around the block, walking the dog.
Have we got a ring of steel yet?
No. No. They're not bringing that in.
No, it I was takes... asking you personally, have you got a ring of steel?
Thank you, Will.
Thank you. Matt, how's your ring of steel?
Wonderful, thank you.
As tight as ever?
Very good.
Lauren?
Mine.
Ring of steel update.
Oh, my God.
Happy with it?
What to say.
Just be yourself.
Trying to think of something
happy
funny.
With it. Just happy with
be
it.
Yourself. Will, how's your ring of steel?
Oh, I've got a titanium ring.
Touch of the Seers. Or the other girl in the film clip. Alex, your ring all right?
Yeah, it's so far so good.
So far so good.
No complaints.
Haven't overcooked your ring?
DC,
how's your ring?
All right. All right.
He's just looking at the floor.
He's having none of that.
He's just looking at his fingers.
Yeah.
Well, my ring's wonderful, as always.
If anyone wanted to ask.
In that case, we're all set to go.
All right, here we go. We're dropping the needle on it. Your chance to get involved in the music in the show.
Yes.
TripleM.com.au.
That's all you need to do.
And you can make a request to for us to drop a needle on a stack of whack and make you feel good that you came back. Joker and the Thief. This is a great track. Wolf Mother.
Yeah.
Released in 2006. It's starting to get a bit of age to it now.
For Michael in Ringwood.
Yes.
Reckons it gets his day up and going.
It's featured in The Hangover, Jackass Number 2 and Shrek the Third.
Big song.
Yeah, massive.
All right, let's play it. As we do this for your Friday.
Oh, that was terrible.
I'm sorry, I was thinking about something totally else.
What were you thinking about?
I was thinking about Christmas Day a couple of years ago when I got emotional.
What happened?
My child was singing a song a cappella and me and a bloke just lost our minds. We were just sobbing up the back of the room.
It was very sweet.
It was pretty awkward. For
everybody else.
For everybody else. just a big, fat, drunk Marty.
What's going on with Marty?
What's wrong with Marty? I thought today was a good day.
He's
top
been
six
triggered.
He's been triggered by all the awful Christmases. Top six at six. It's just the headlines. Get you through the day.
Yeah.
Coming in at number one, Victoria Health Authorities accused of scaremongering about COVID-19 variants after false positives emerge.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're scaremongering.
I think they're doing what they think is best.
Oh, totally they are.
There's some emotive language, though.
There certainly is.
Absolute beast, I think, was something bandied around.
Yes, yes. It just this one just is getting a bit exhausting now, isn't it?
It's very boring.
It's really boring. It is. And
frustrating.
Frustrating. And the roads look busy. Like, I don't know if everyone is staying at home who's supposed to stay at home.
Yeah, the roads are definitely busier than the last lockdown.
Absolutely. Number two, the Northern Territory joins race for new team license to be based out of Darwin. Is that AFL, Will? Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I missed that one. I've got to reply. We had so many messages. I have to reply to them.
I could answer
it
that.
Is
that's
AFL
a yes.
Related, yes.
The NT want the 19th license.
Well, that'd be better than North going down to Tassie, wouldn't it?
Tassie wants a license as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. We went through that with Nick Revolt the last time he was in.
He'll be later on this morning, by the way.
He certainly will. Number three, Australian world number one, Ash Barty, knocked out in second round after retiring injured.
Yeah.
Ash. She looked hurt.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. Problem hip, I believe.
She had a medical timeout with a hip injury in the first round.
Yes.
And I assume that's what took her out of this one.
It looks like that hamstring up high is taped as well.
She's had that taped up for a while.
Right. Yeah. Well, she wouldn't be pulling out unless she had to. She's an Aussie.
No.
Number four, Aldi Australia introduces self-service checkouts in trial at Darlinghurst store.
That's big for Aldi.
That is.
Isn't it? I just assumed they would have had them.
No, they always have their people sitting on a chair.
Mm.
You have to put it on the conveyor belt, obviously.
Mm.
They just lob it through.
And you got to pay,
please. And then you pack it into bags at the end.
Right. Yeah. So all they do is put it through the scanner.
Yeah. So self-service makes a lot of sense for
Aldi.
Apart from people's jobs.
Yeah. And well, that's right. I mean, it's just cutting the fat out of the business. Darlinghurst. No, thank you.
I like Darlinghurst.
Darling, it hurts to be down Darlinghurst tonight. Number five, director of the new Jackass movie has been granted a temporary restraining order against Bam Margera over threatening messages.
Oh,
we might get to go through that later
if we've got time. Number six, organisers of the Tokyo Olympics say the event is 100% certain to go ahead.
What?
Even though nobody wants it to.
And their hospitals are full of people suffering from COVID.
Jeez, that's a big hub, isn't it?
What about the first athlete
at the village that gets it?
Mm. Oh, yeah, I know that then it's done.
Oh. It's going to be a balls up.
No, I reckon it will.
I hope Bruce doesn't go. Bruce isn't going, is he?
I reckon he'll just call it off a screen in Adelaide.
Yeah, I think that's been announced that he's going to be calling it from the screen.
I don't want Bruce over there.
No, I don't think he's going.
Not our Bruce.
Not Bruce.
No.
I don't mind if Brayshaw or one of those boys goes.
I want Bruce in a literal bubble.
Yeah, literally.
He needs to be the bubble Bruce.
What's on the back page? KO, Sport Lives here. Stream over 50 sports live and on demand. If you are new to KO, start your 14-day free trial. Do it this weekend as lockdown continues.
It's a free trial.
It's a free trial.
Why wouldn't you do
it? Yeah. Sticking around. It's going to be a wet weekend, actually, so perfect to put KO on.
I'll tell you what
on.
Happens after the 14-day free trial.
What happens?
You start paying for it because it's that good.
It's very affordable, though.
It is. Oh, yeah.
If you haven't had your free trial by now, what are you doing?
I was thinking,
don't muck around.
Silly.
Get on board with KO,
and thank you to KO for being involved.
Hello, Will.
Hello, Troy. We've got Lauren and Matt and Marty.
You don't
have to
see
Alex.
They get offended.
Clearly not something you enjoy.
We told you were offended. Now you've
okay.
You've redeemed yourself.
Yeah. I've relinquished myself. Yeah.
What do you got?
Ash Barty leaving the French Open.
That's a big call.
I know. We'll cover this off quickly. So, top seed. Number one in the world, obviously. She said it was heartbreaking to retire injured midway through the second set of her second round match against Magda Linette.
Does she enjoy the clay, Ash?
Yeah, well, she won the French Open. She's the reigning champ.
All right, you don't have to share.
2019. No, she does enjoy the clay. And she's had a very good clay season up until this point. So
I would enjoy the clay if I was a pro tennis player. Yeah,
sliding around?
Just the ball slowing down a bit, giving you time to work it and really apply your craft.
It seems like something that if you've grown up playing on it, you really benefit from playing on the clay.
Nadal,
13 titles.
Unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. So unfortunately for Ash, that's the end of her clay season. Also for the other Aussies. So we had four Aussies in action overnight. Astra Sharma was beaten in straight sets and Alex de Minaur and James Duckworth both lost in four. So the Australian contingent at the French Open is wrapped up.
Oh, jeez. Astra Sharma, I don't know anything about.
She's quite young. Her. Yeah, she's an up-and-cover. But the other news from the French Open is two players from the same doubles team have been isolated and removed from the tournament as a result of a positive COVID test.
Mm.
So it looks like the French Open bubble has been burst.
Mm.
It hasn't been released which doubles team that is.
But it's obvious because one of them's pulled out.
I think two teams have pulled out. So
right, okay.
Perhaps there's more COVID tests. We don't know.
I think they were the top seeds, weren't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they were from the article that I read.
Yeah, but it hasn't been confirmed which team it was.
I just confirmed it, mate.
But you don't know if they have COVID.
No, I do.
Okay.
My man on the ground, Tom Brown, told me.
Is he over there? How's he doing the podcast?
He's a very talented guy, Tom.
Shyla Heal. She's the daughter of Aussie basketball legend Shane Heal.
Yeah, I don't know if this is bad or good.
Yeah, it sort of captures the
brutal
nature.
Because I don't understand the WNBA.
No. American sports are quite savage in the nature.
So they punted her when she was at the airport waiting to go interstate with the team to play.
Yep. So she was cut by the Chicago Sky, as you said, while she was at the airport preparing for her first road trip.
Oh, God. She's only 19.
Yeah, 19-year-old. And in the process, she was traded to Dallas Wings, who then waived her.
And then, said, we don't want her.
So in the space of a few hours,
but the Chicago team had lost five in a row.
Yeah.
She'd had very little court time.
Yeah.
So they were looking for a bit more experience.
But it was only 6 weeks after Chicago had selected her in the draft.
Yeah, 2021 but I think
draft.
Chicago realised that they got the wrong person, not necessarily not a good player, just the wrong fit for the team.
How do you bungle that up, though? They had the eighth pick.
Well, I mean, look at Collingwood. How do you bungle
that's
that
true.
Up?
That's true. Speaking of
where
Collingwood.
Where does it end?
The Queen's birthday match.
Puppet master! Who is pulling the strings behind the scenes?
Troy, question. It's definitely not me.
Will, in your opinion, who is it?
No, I have no idea.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Collingwood's match against Melbourne.
Yeah.
They'll need to pull some strings here because it looks like it won't be at the MCG.
Yeah.
Because, of course, lockdown will just be on the cusp of that.
Okay.
As it's been announced.
This is the long weekend.
Yep. And they don't want to play it in front of an empty stadium because it's such a marquee game.
Mm.
So, buoyed by the success of the Dreamtime game in Perth, which has been sold out.
They're thinking of heading over there?
Well, they're expecting it'll be at Adelaide Oval or the SCG. Yeah. I think Adelaide would be a great call.
Better than the SCG.
Yeah, because the Adelaide public will most likely get around it a
bit
more.
Well, it's a football town.
Yeah.
You couldn't make an argument that Sydney is.
No, particularly after that Hawthorn Gold Coast game.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Friends
Unbelievable.
And family.
That was a very clear no from Sydney.
Yeah. I think they'll get more to Carlton West Coast.
I don't.
West Coast trio, Oscar Allen, Josh Kennedy and Tim Kelly will all miss the Carlton game. So three big outs for them. Mm. Tonight's teams, the Brisbane Lions welcome back reigning Brownlow medalist Lachie Neal and leadership group member Ryan Lester.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the Demons will miss Ed Langdon, forced out of the side with injury. Massive game tonight.
Huge.
Get your KO, load it up.
Bang.
Crack a bottle of red and enjoy the footy.
I wake up with Marty.
Tell you what else would be nice across this wet and miserable weekend that's on the way. Mm. Would be some Marty Sheargold loungewear.
Yes.
Slides and a robe. We mightn't be able to get it to you this weekend, but
no.
Winter is coming.
Winter
We'll
is
have more wet weekends coming up.
Absolutely coming. I wake up with Marty. You answer your phone within four rings and simply say, I wake up with Marty, you win the loungewear.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Make sure you've registered, martysheargoldshow.com.au.
Haven't given anything away since Monday.
I've got a good feeling about
so
this
do
one.
I.
Okay, reckon, who boss? We got?
Jeff in Golden Square. Now that is in Bendigo or near Bendigo, we believe.
Yes.
So he has.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's press the. Let's dial it.
Let's
we're,
go.
We're dialing it right now. Let's see.
Four rings. Jeff, is it?
One. Jeff.
Two for Jeff.
I'm not sure it's a J or a G.
Three.
Come on, Jeff. That's the four, wasn't it? Yeah. Sorry, Jeff.
Sorry, Jeff.
Jeff.
Jeff, 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 Jeff. Well, at least they're not locked down after today, are they?
That's right.
They can move around a little bit more.
Normal.
Celebrate dinner out with the family.
Enjoy.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
God, this is a crazy story. People will remember Brett Lee from Six and Out.
Yeah.
Just ripping into some Indian music.
Can you tell a girl you don't know that you're the one for me? Do you walk right up or play it cool?
I think this is a solo venture.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't Six and Out?
No.
Just being on his own.
Featuring an Indian
Bollywood actress?
Yes.
Performer. A bride in India has collapsed and died on her wedding day. How's this story? How
awful.
Is this story? So the groom married her sister instead.
What?
On the same day?
On the same day. The families got together. The bride is suspected of having had a heart attack, and she does look pasty, it has to be said.
Yeah, she doesn't look well.
In the photo that I've got in front of me. While exchanging traditional garlands with the husband-to-be, Manjesh Kumar, at the start of their ceremony, and a doctor reportedly rushed to the scene, but unfortunately she'd passed away.
Oh.
Instead of the wedding ending there, which you would have thought, I mean, let's call it a day. I get we've got the reception coming up.
Yeah, but the bride's just died.
Oh, no. The bride and groom's families came up with an alternative, replacing the bride with her sister, Nisha. There's her sister there. She's stunning.
The one circled on the sheet.
But, I mean, honest to God, I think part of it would be that these Indian weddings go for days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, the article said that the family would have been expecting a dowry.
Yes, of course.
So
of
that course. Was already needing to happen.
Right.
That's, yes, that had all been signed off on. Manjesh went on to marry Nisha with the first bride's body kept in another room.
What?
Oh, my God.
Until after the celebrations ended.
What? What went for days?
No, just this day's celebration.
Two rooms down?
Mm.
Oh.
I mean.
I don't think it was, not a wedding of love.
No, it's definitely
no,
not
it's
a
definitely
wedding.
Not. No.
I mean, are there any weddings of love is a separate question and conversation.
Yes, people marry for love, Marty. I know you don't believe it.
No, I don't believe that. The bride's brother said it was a bizarre situation as the wedding of my younger sister took place while the dead body of my other sister was lying in another room.
Is everybody just distraught in the family? But a family member's just died.
Oh, is this,
and you're celebrating.
This feels very transactional, doesn't it?
Mm,
it's
absolutely.
A pre-arranged wedding at best.
Yeah.
God almighty, there's some strange cultures in the world. And I don't, I mean, strange is an interesting choice of words.
It's different.
But this just, I don't understand. I guess it's not my job to understand.
No. Can you tell a girl you don't know that you're the one for me?
Thank God we've got Bing.
Stand by two.
Oh, just a little bit of history.
On this day.
4th of June.
4th of June. I know a lot of people with June birthdays. 4th of June.
Good time of the year to have a birthday. Mine's New Year's Eve. So yes. Christmas, New Year's Eve, to in the same week.
Yeah.
June, it's halfway through, you know?
Well, as a kid, Chrissy. were you getting Christmas presents, obviously. But
yeah.
Then was it a bit sort of toned down?
I always got a separate present.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, which is good.
My cousin's Christmas Eve and she hates it.
Oh, that would
Christmas
be
Eve.
Far
yeah,
worse.
She really, yeah.
Yeah, that's not good, is it?
No.
Christmas Eve. Today is international Hug Your Cat Day.
Oh, where's Alex?
Alex?
Alex, our newsreader's got a new cat, Vivian.
Yeah. It's not Cook Your Cat, though.
No.
No, separate story.
Alex almost did.
Almost did,
Alex
yes.
thought she'd cooked her cat yesterday.
It's not a young cat. It's a kitten, yeah. So it's little.
Baked
and
her cat.
Baked her cat.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
She did not.
No cats were killed in the making of biscuits. 781 BC, oldest Chinese recording of a solar eclipse.
There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
Oh. Imagine if you'd seen that in 7 in.
You would think the world's ending.
The moon's just like gone.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Bonnie Tyler.
She was around then.
It's a solar eclipse, the sun was gone. There's only love
in the dark. Huh?
Isn't that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sun goes.
Yeah. You freak out.
Yeah. Sorry, not the moon. You're right. That's a lunar eclipse.
That's what we had the other day.
That's right. The supermoon.
Supermoon.
It's a solar eclipse would be the most frightening thing you could
ever
see.
Horrifying.
The middle of the day, all of a sudden, it just turns black. You would actually think the world's ending.
You would.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
You couldn't Google it.
No.
What's going on?
781 BC.
What would you do for your last couple of moments?
Have a club sandwich.
Grab someone to help you.
I maybe have two.
Get in here. Get in me cave. I think the world's ending.
I'm closer for a cuddle.
I want to show you a trick. Right.
How good's this song?
It's so good. Can you really just sing the song in the car?
The emotion.
Oh.
Oh. We ran out of bed.
1924, the first human voice was successfully transmitted from London to Australia from Marconi's experimental station. 1924. I believe it was Ida Buttrose.
What did she say?
No. One word.
So this is before the telephone?
Marconi. Well, maybe it was, yeah.
Why didn't we have rubber band ready to go?
1940, British complete the miracle of Dunkirk by evacuating 338,000 Allied troops. It was a flotilla of over 800 vessels. Merchant marine boats, fishing boats, pleasure craft. I mean, we've all seen the movie.
And the movie, yeah.
Despite Harry Styles' performance, it was quite a good film.
Oh, careful. Careful. Lauren won't talk to you for the rest of the morning.
I wasn't listening.
I said despite Harry Styles' performance, it was quite a good movie.
So the telephone was first used in houses in 1876, Troy.
Is that right?
A long time before this transmission.
Maybe
it
was the distance that was the issue, London to Australia.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
1969, the Beatles released The Ballad of John and Yoko.
All the people.
Is this it?
No.
Ballad of Yoko.
This is just Yoko singing one of John's.
For today. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
Genuine talent.
talent at destroying people. Oh. Lauren.
2004, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Azkaban.
Is released in cinemas.
That was me at the cinema seeing this movie.
It's the third film in the series of about 40.
Yoko Potter.
Angelina Jolie's 46 today. Little parts of her are. And Casey Chambers, my favourite, turning 45. Am I not pretty enough? No, you absolutely are. Is my
heart. Happy birthday.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
Well, we are in lockdown, but remember,
it's Saturday, Sunday, what?
It is Friday.
Do the dance.
Saturday, find Sunday, something what? To get excited about on a Friday in lockdown.
Absolutely.
In Melbourne.
Even if it's just getting blind drunk tonight.
Yeah.
Watching the footy. Drinking at home.
Responsible drinking, of course. Of course. If you get through today and you're a drinker,
yeah,
you've earned a drink.
Yeah, sure.
If you're not drinking, well done.
Get a pizza.
Get a pizza.
Get a pizza.
Eat something.
Yeah.
Have
celebrate.
Nachos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do all of that. Last night for dinner, it was lovely.
Oh, what did you have?
I had this green bean and pork mince dish.
Oh, yeah. Like a lab.
Yeah. Yes. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yum.
Very good.
I love Thai food. Anyway.
Order that tonight.
Again.
In front of the footy.
Yeah. Just watch the footy and drink is my tip. James Molino had a bit of a foot-in-mouth moment yesterday at his presser.
Yes, he did.
The only way out of this pandemic is the successful rollout of the vaccine. You know, the vaccine is our enemy. Oh, sorry, I'll start again. There we go. That'll run tonight. The virus is our enemy.
Yeah,
no.
James.
It ran today as well, as it turns out. Well, I didn't see the presser, not because I wasn't watching it, because he was behind the microphone.
Dickie knee.
The Marty Shergold Show, Triple M.
What did the ball break is the question we're asking now.
You worry, ball breaker. Ball breaker.
Ball breaker indeed.
Yeah.
There's been some footage uploaded overnight of North Melbourne AFLW superstar Caitlin Ashmore.
Mm.
And superstar is she not, Will?
Yeah, I was almost going to take the super out of her.
No.
She's a good player.
No, superstar.
She was the first AFLW player to register 25 wins in the competition.
Unbelievable. She's one of ours.
Yeah. That?
She was doing some footy trick shots in her garage before she made a boo-boo.
Yeah, and we got a bit of what happened here. Do you want to have a listen to it?
Please. She's juggling the ball there with her foot. What she was trying to do, she's got a Volkswagen Beetle up on a car hoist, so I don't know how she's ended up in this shed, but she juggles the ball foot to foot to foot, then it bounces on the concrete and she tries to kick it, dropkick style, through the back window of the Volkswagen, unfortunately misses and smashes one of the fluoros.
It's on our Instagram, by the way.
It's on our Instagram.
Yeah, at Marty Shergold Show.
We're asking the question, what did the ball break? And it could be anything, like the day we went to the softball and Mum was looking at houses up on the hill, pointing out some of the big properties up there, and the softball's come off the bat sideways, and as Mum's looking up there, it's hit her straight in the side of the face and smashed her sunglasses off her head.
Yeah.
We had a little chuckle.
I've had a ball to the face.
Funny.
Have you? Let me lay down and talk you through it.
Oh, no.
What is this ball to the face story of yours?
Tennis ball to the face.
This has got a turkey slap vibe to it. You don't have to make the noises.
We've had a few on Instagram.
Have
if you want
we?
To hear
yes, yeah. I'd love to hear an Instagram contribution.
Will. Jack said, backyard cricket, smashed the side mirror off me mate's mum's car doing a sweep shot.
Oh,
we ran.
Yeah.
Said
we
Jack.
Ran.
I used to kick the footy around at home with my brothers, and my mum would just go absolutely
mental.
Berserk because we'd break her ducks. She'd have a house full of ducks.
What, like porcelain ducks on the
porcelain
walls?
Porcelain ducks everywhere around the house. And we'd always
she was a collector.
Snap their noses
like
off.
The three different sized ducks.
Not the ducks!
Settle down, Mum.
Oh, yeah.
It's a duck. It's get a porcelain outside. Duck.
Don't keep have three boys.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Long-suffering mother.
What did the ball break at your joint?
What happened, Dean?
How you going, guys?
Hey, Dean.
Great radio show.
Good thanks, on you, Dean.
So I was pretty young, about 10 years ago. We were coming home from the beach, and we had this little mini Sharon.
Yeah.
And made a bet on the way home. And like, if I can hit someone on the side of the road, someone's going to buy me lunch. So we were driving down about 70 k's, and I've just sort of thrown it out the window. It spun perfectly, and this poor guy waiting on the side of the road.
Dean.
Pedestrian crossing to go green.
Yeah.
Hit him square in the right in the face.
Oh my God! Dean. You've absolutely pegged him, Dean.
Yeah, knocked his glasses off.
And oh no!
Geez, this is awful.
Is it?
The funniest thing was, though, he looked up and was looking like, where the, what the hell just happened?
Thank you for editing that. Well done, Dean.
What the? Where the?
Save me pressing the big red button.
Yeah, we don't want to dump Dean.
No. Dean. Aaron. It's got Aaron in Frankston.
He's just piffing blokes on the side of the road.
What a mean thing to do.
I know. It's pretty, pretty low rent.
He was young.
He was a kid, though.
Yeah, that's
10 years ago. Dean's 40.
Dean was 53 when he threw that football. Morning, Aaron.
Morning, guys. When I used to live at home, the parents were in a court, and there was about eight other kids, and we're all kicking this soccer ball, and it kept going near the front of this guy's house, and he was known to be a grumpy neighbour, like the dad off Dennis the Menace. Mm. And my sister decides she's going to have a big kick, and off it goes sideways and knocks out his wife near his front door.
Oh, no.
And we've just scattered like ants getting sprayed with surface spray, and he's come out and put a hole in the ball.
Oh, yeah. No way. He punctured the ball.
Well, we didn't see how he did it, because everyone scattered, and we sort of crept back 5 minutes later and just saw this ball deflated out of the ground.
Ball attack.
And what did the ball break, Simon?
Yeah, Marty and gang, love the show.
Good on you, Simon.
Mine was, I was involved with a ball, but I was grounded for a couple of weeks, and on a Sunday, the parents decided to go out, and same thing as called before, all the kids playing cricket in the street, and went out there and hit the ball, and the end of the bat flew off and went through the neighbour's window.
Oh.
And obviously, I had a little bit of explaining to do because I wasn't meant to be outside at
you
all.
Were grounded.
So I ended up a couple of extra weeks on top of that.
Oh. Grounding. Oh,
just like being in quarantine.
It's such an American thing, grounded, isn't it?
I know.
Were you ever grounded as a kid?
I don't think so.
I can't believe that.
Very hard to enforce, I would have thought, at our joint.
Really?
Like grounding. It's like, nah. You got some on Insta?
I've had heaps on Insta. Regan said that, I'll start with Nick. It broke a neighbour's plant that flowers every 50 years.
Oh, no.
That is like Dennis the Menace.
Mm.
What was that one of the storylines?
He distracts him and he turns around. It's his one time for the plant to flower. Anyway,
and he misses the flowering plant.
Because Dennis is being a menace.
Oh, Dennis.
And Regan said, on Instagram, you only get so many words.
Oh, don't tell me it ended.
Well, I like the story. I want to know more. A bonsai given to her by a nurse after losing four limbs to septicemia.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know who her is. Or
and that's where it ends.
And that's what broke.
So she destroyed the person's.
Well, we don't know.
I don't know who.
Send another message. We need to find out.
No.
It's the great bonsai mystery.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Good pie eating weather this weekend.
Funny you should mention that, Troy. A Victorian bakery's pies have been named the best in Australia for the fourth time. It's the Country Cob Bakery. It's got a Kyneton store and a Baronia store.
Baronia's close.
5 national titles, 14 gold medals at the annual Australia's Best Pie and Pasty competition. The bakeries are still open for takeaway and home delivery across Melbourne and some regional cities. And good news for people in Springvale, they're opening a bakery there soon.
Oh, that is good.
God, I'd love a pie. Yeah. Remember that morning we got wonderful pies?
Brekkie pies.
Oh, my God.
They are the best.
That was.
We got to get a pie.
That was a different pie place.
It was a really good pie.
Yeah.
So we should try these pies.
Yeah, we should.
Remember that time we had a good pie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Bam Margera is unravelling.
Margera.
How are you saying?
Margera.
Yeah. Is unravelling in real time. People will remember Bam from such hits as Jackass.
Yeah.
We've got a bit of audio here from his own show when he used to just love belting his dad.
I'm Bam Margera, and I feel like kicking my dad's ass all day today. Come on, Bam. Stop it.
His dad's name's Phil.
Phil is a great dad's
name. Yeah, it is. Perfect.
Bam, we've been following Bam's story off air for a little while. He's got some serious addiction issues by the looks of things. Mm. Jeff Tremaine is the director of the new Jackass movie, and he's been granted a temporary restraining order against Bam Margera.
Margera.
After receiving disturbing messages, which even threatened his children. Mm. Bam has sent one of the messages that allegedly reads, look at your children and grab your pocketbook and write a check. If you are greedy and cheap, look at your children again. If you don't sign the paper, look at your children. Sign your stupid effing contract before you're not safe anywhere. Because they've squeezed Bam out of this movie because of the condition that he's in.
Yeah, right.
And he wants to be paid an amount of money to be out of the movie.
Okay.
I believe that's what's going on.
Yeah.
He struggled with addiction for a long time. He was allegedly let go because he didn't adhere to some of the conditions of his contract, one of which was for him to spend 90 days in rehab. Steve O, who was a massive drug and alcohol addict, like out of control, has commented. And I think it's a really interesting comment, and I hope Bam takes it on board. He said, Bam, the two people you're saying wronged you, which is Jeff Tremaine and Johnny Knoxville, are the same two people who organised the intervention which saved my life. Everyone bent over backwards to get you in the movie, and all you had to do was not get loaded. You've continued to get loaded. It's that simple. We all love you every bit as much as we all say we do, but nobody who really loves you can enable or encourage you to stay sick.
Mm.
I love that from Steve-O.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah, good on him, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Bam will work it out or he won't.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
And it's time for Will's new game. I'm rocking the suburbs. It's just like Michael Jackson did. I'm rocking the suburbs. Will, what is this all about?
He was just a kid.
Yeah, it's been positioned as my new game, but this is the last time it will happen.
Well, we don't know that.
There's only so many suburbs.
It doesn't matter. There's suburbs in other places.
It's a spin on Lauren's little quiz.
Yes.
Which is fun.
Run us through it, Will.
Maybe we could broaden that whole concept.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
We received a message from a Luke M.
Okay.
I'll keep his anonymity. And it was on our Instagram at Marty Sheargold Show. And he suggested, given how well Lauren's little quiz goes, where we replace words in movie titles with synonyms.
Yes. From a thesaurus.
Yeah.
From a thesaurus. Mm. He did a similar thing during a Zoom trivia lockdown thing that he
was
doing.
Yes, that's right. We talked about this at the start of the podcast yesterday. Yes.
If you listen to the full show dump on our podcast on the listener app,
yes.
It was bonus heard content.
It was.
Yes. Yeah, we've got a grab of it if you want.
Yeah, this is
lovely.
Yeah, here it is. Circle Timber.
Ringwood.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Wow. Good.
Ding Dong Burial Place.
Spring. No.
Ding Dong Burial Place.
The Father.
Belgrave!
How's the intake of air from you before
and after? Because I love the grave, I couldn't think of the suburb. Yeah. But that just shows that I'm actually good.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't shown much of that, it has to be said.
Will's out of the equation.
Yeah, Will's not playing you in Cinemasaurus, it turns out you're very good at Suburbasaurus.
My brain works.
Yeah, so on the podcast, Lauren won yesterday. We'll play first to three. It's cryptic Melbourne suburbs.
Yes, it's Melbourne suburbs with the words replaced in the suburb. Much the same as we've done with Cinemasaurus.
Well, not so much the words as well, the syllables.
Yeah, because it's been split up. And some of them, Luke's taken a bit of liberty and he's added a few little words to make it like a cryptic crossword kind of thing.
All right, well, let's go for it. All four of us are playing. It's the first of three. Wiz. Will is the quiz master. Wiz is the Will master.
Wiz Will.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Number one.
Oh my God, my stomach.
Number one.
First to three, Matt, Troy, Marty and Lauren playing.
Here we go.
Right. An easy gallop, put in the ground and covered with earth.
Canterbury!
Oh,
wow! Oh, my goodness!
I was thinking trot.
An easy gallop. covered in ground and put in the earth, Canterbury.
Wow. Like good feel the energy.
Oh, I'm on now.
Yeah,
here we go.
You're up and about.
That's on one.
Good on you, Maddie.
African country, small rock. African country, small rock.
Oh.
That is African country, small rock. Do I give a clue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a major shopping centre.
Chadston!
Oh, Lauren got it.
I knew it was Stone. I couldn't think of a thing.
Oh, neither could I. I was thinking Maidstone. I was like, why are you saying Maidstone to yourself all the time? Yeah. That Lauren's was my internal conversation.
Thank you for sharing.
Lauren won, Matt won.
Oh, my God.
Cow says leg joint and a small body of water.
What?
Mooney Pond.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I can't get any of these.
Neither can I. Don't worry, you're not alone.
Is it an age thing?
Maybe it is. We're similar.
You got a good one yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, well done. You got a point.
Troy.
Thank you, Troy.
More than you have, Troy.
Yesterday I got a point.
You've got in about 2 weeks.
Here we go. Lauren can win it here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, she can too. Oh.
Salivating.
Beneath the abundance.
Beneath the abundance.
Lower plenty.
Yes, man.
Oh, very good. Oh.
I'm back.
Line two.
I grew up there.
It's okay.
Lauren two, Matt one, Marty one.
Okay. Troy none.
Troy, yes, that's cool. Precious gem in the stream.
Gem brook?
Cold stream.
Oh. Dummy Creek!
Yes, Lauren!
Oh. You win! Well done.
Well done, Lauren.
Very good.
That was Diamond Creek.
It's a very good game, isn't
good
it?
Game.
We still have a few left over. Maybe we play again another time.
No, we will.
I think we play again another time.
Yes.
Yes, and we're nominating Briatni Portillo for the Dunce Academy. Yeah. Briatni spelt Briatney. I mean, if that's not a made-up name, I've never heard one.
We're not nominating her for a name, though.
Well, we're going close. She's an OnlyFans model who suffered a heart attack. A heart attack. This heart attack. I've
got to get away. Now, there's more to the story than just the heart attack, isn't there?
Yeah, she suffered a heart attack after engaging in a dangerous fad that's been spreading on TikTok called dry scooping. Dry scooping?
Right.
She is a striptease artist on OnlyFans, and she began sweating uncontrollably, displaying signs of a heart attack mid-striptease, apparently brought on by her having swallowed a spoonful of dry workout powder. This is what dry scooping is. You know, the sort of protein-style powders that you would mix with water and have as a shake.
Yes.
Dry scooping's a thing now.
Oh, like just, the cinnamon stuff.
You shove it in your gob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've only seen, like, chocolate or vanilla versions.
Oh, he means, like, when people used to do the cinnamon challenge.
Yes, the cinnamon challenge. It was
and
a similar sort of thing.
Just have a teaspoon of cinnamon.
And people would choke and cough and splutter and all that.
Sounds similar.
But pre-workout
is, it's typically like a citrus flavour or something.
Yeah.
It's a glucose
hit. It's more watery and it makes your heart race anyway.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
It does.
So this is all pre... I don't understand pre-workout.
How many steps did you do yesterday?
I can't flip my phone in the car. I don't understand pre-workouts. She started to feel tingly and itchy all over her body, which wasn't a good feeling, but I Googled it and it said that that was a normal side effect of the dry scooping.
Oh.
She started feeling heavy in the chest and put it down to anxiety or a bad panic attack. She probably had anxiety over her name. She decided to ignore it and push through, which is always great advice when you're sweating and have chest pain.
Yeah.
Ignore it. The chest pain came back, and this time it was more intense. The pain went to my back, to my left arm, and my left arm went slightly limp. You're in trouble, Brittany.
Brittany.
You change the name every time you say it.
Encyclopedia.
Who could ever get it right? Brittany, you're dying. She was kept in overnight. She'd suffered less damaging form of a heart attack known as an NSTEMI.
An NSTEMI.
I think that's what it's called, an NSTEMI.
Put that in fact check.
It's an acronym. NSTEMI. It's an NSTEMI. Briatney. Oh, God. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
We're here thanks to Reem, Australia's favourite hot water. And as we slide toward, well, we're in winter now, yes, but the colder months ahead. If you've got the winter chills, you've got to sort yourself out with Reem.
Absolutely. Run yourself a big hot bath tonight and have a couple of drinks.
And to do that really well, you need a Reem hot water service.
Professional installation, please.
Absolutely. Yes, with a licensed plumber.
Yes.
They have Reem, a comprehensive selection of storage and continuous flow options across gas, electric and solar, so all bases covered.
It's easy to take hot water for granted.
Oh, could you imagine not having hot water in winter?
The few times that your hot water runs out, for whatever reason.
Well, it's not going to happen with Reem.
Absolutely not going to happen. But the odd time that it does happen in your life,
yes,
it's a living hell.
Mm. Ask for the brand that comes on steady,
hot and strong.
Strong. It's Reem. Well, it is a lockdown, Melbourne, but it is Friday, guys.
It's Saturday, Sunday. It's
Friday. Try and get excited about the weekend.
Come on.
Yeah.
Even if it's just hanging out with the family, having a couple of drinks.
Watching the footy. Nick Riebolt, by the way, in to talk footy after 8:30 this morning.
I know lockdown means different things to different people, and I'm not trying to make light of it. But
no.
If you can enjoy it, please try to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if it is, as I've just said, spending time with your family. I know that's getting tired, that excuse. But it is, you'll never get this time back. Look at it that way. Try and find a positive is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
South Australian Chief Health Officer, Sacho, Mrs. Spurrier, Nicola Spurrier, has had a couple of things to say over the last couple of days. First of all, she started off by saying, don't catch the footy.
Yes.
Well, not that I've been to many football games. I have noticed occasionally it does get kicked into the crowd. If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, my advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
That was a couple of days ago she said that.
And then DC, our Pots and Pans man, had a bit of fun with that.
Yes, he did.
If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, duck and just do not touch that ball. And the ball comes towards you. Do not touch that ball. Duck. 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 Do not touch that ball. Duck. 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 Do not touch that ball.
Beautiful fingers,
nice
DC.
Work, DC.
Beautiful fingers. Well, she's continued to talk about the ball and chip eating for some strange reason.
Yeah.
Regardless of COVID, this ball has been touched by many sweaty men out there on the field. Just go and sanitise your hands before you start eating your chips.
So is the handrail and the chair you're sitting on.
Everyone's sweaty.
Perhaps not by sweaty men, which seems to be a part of Nicola's fantasy. DC's had a bit more fun with that comment.
Many sweaty men. This ball has been touched by many sweaty men. Many sweaty men. Regardless of COVID, sanitise your hands before you start eating your chips.
DC,
very
have
good.
A weekend off. Obviously, I'm joking. You've got the footy to do.
He's getting his jab today too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. Am I allowed to say that, DC? Oh, I just did.
No, he's saying.
Oh, no. No, he's not getting it.
No. This. Good cover up.
I'll believe that.
Nailed it.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
We are moving into the area of what did you learn late in life? Jay-Z, famously from Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah.
Has opened up
the corporation.
About the corporation that is and their child Blue Ivy. Jay-Z's opened up about the impact being a father to his daughter Blue Ivy has had on him.
Oh.
And the rapper spoke about what fatherhood means to him on LeBron James's show. God, does everyone have a show now? LeBron James is a basketball.
Well, you do.
But I'm not in the middle of an NBA career.
Aren't you?
I mean, can everyone just stop talking about stuff?
It's an HBO show. It's a television show. And it's called The Shop Uninterrupted. And it appears to be like four or five guys in a barber shop just sitting around chatting.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a nice premise.
Are they getting
premise.
Their hair cut?
I only saw the trailer and I didn't see any scissors.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, but they would get haircuts.
But LeBron had like a smock on.
Oh,
maybe he cuts the hair.
No, I think he was receiving a haircut.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you don't put the smock on to cut hair.
No.
You put the.
No.
We got any Jay-Z there?
And don't have some Jay-Z. I do, however, have some Jackson 5.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Oh.
What have you learned later in life?
Get Jay-Z.
Do we not actually have any
Jay-Z? We all
need Jay-Z. Who needs Jay-Z when
Who
you
needs Jay-Z?
We played Jay-Z yesterday and on this day.
We had a grab of him.
Did we?
99 problems in a ain't one. He said his comment about being a father led him to learn how to swim after Blue Ivy was born in 2012.
That's Jay-Z. Because in 2019, yesterday, he was named the world's first billionaire rapper.
That's right, he was. Well, he also didn't learn to swim until much, much later in his life. He said, it's amazing, it's a very grounding thing. I didn't learn how to swim until Blue was born. There goes everything you need to know. This is a metaphor for our relationship. If she ever fell in the water and I couldn't get her, I couldn't even fathom that thought. I got to learn how to swim. And that's it. That was the beginning of our relationship. Well, that's a fair point, isn't it?
Mm.
Parents, you know, should probably know how to swim.
I reckon.
Mm. Everyone here knows how to swim.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's one of my first memories was learning how to swim, I reckon.
I reckon so too.
Yeah.
We got the kids in the water very early. We weren't there, but they were
doing it themselves.
Just threw them in.
Off you go. Go and have a
Your
pizza.
Mother and I are having lunch. Jay-Z learned how to swim after his daughter was born because as a parent he thought, well, if she gets in trouble, I want to be able to jump in and save her.
Which makes sense.
Which does make sense. Jay-Z, discuss.
Mm-hmm. There's lots to discuss.
Yeah.
Jay-Z.
Isn't there?
I loved his collaboration with Kanye West.
One of the very great albums. If you Beautiful, want... Dark, Twisted. Oh, no, sorry.
Yeah, The Throne.
No, The Throne, sorry.
Watch The Throne.
Watch The Throne.
Never
very
heard
good.
Of it. Never heard of it.
What about the song
really
with Alicia Keys?
From that.
Which one?
New York.
Yeah. Empire State of Mind.
That's amazing.
Marty, I'm going to send you some songs from the Kanye Jay-Z album.
Okay.
I think you'll really like
any
them.
Any photos attached with that?
No.
All of a sudden he's lost interest.
Not the same. It's not the same. You learned something later in life.
I did. When I was 17. No, actually, later than that. I was about 22.
Yeah.
I learned how to burp.
Because what were you doing prior to that?
I felt sick.
And what, you couldn't bring up any sort
of Every now
gas?
And then I'd do like a sort of like a sound.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, oh, maybe that's the burp trying to happen.
What, so you never burped?
Well, Will can't burp still, so at least I took the effort to learn.
I can't believe that.
This day I don't burp.
You don't burp at all?
I'll teach you.
I can't figure out how it works.
You just expel air out of your chest.
No, if you don't know, it's really hard.
You just open your mouth.
No, I can do that now because I learn.
Mm. And what about if you sculled like half a beer or a can of Coke?
No, I would just feel really unwell.
Yeah, I just get really bloated.
Yeah.
You don't release that bloat?
Not really.
Well, I certainly never did.
What an awful way to live.
Yeah, but now Mum and Pete joke, they're like, remember when Lauren couldn't burp? Because now I love to burp.
Yeah. But you had to teach yourself. And what was the process of teaching yourself?
I don't remember. Just
did you swallow air?
Knowing that was the feeling. Like, once I established that was the feeling that I needed to burp, I would, like, push my diaphragm? I don't know.
Yeah. Lauren's going to teach me.
There's no need to mention any of that.
Teach Will.
See how that goes.
What are you going to push when she's pushing her diaphragm?
I'll also push her diaphragm.
Wow. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
It's Friday, and that means it is time to get the roulette veal happening.
You know, fire up the Barbie this weekend. I was just saying that to you, wasn't I, Troy?
Yeah.
That I need a meat fix.
That's right. And this weekend in lockdown, like, why not?
Why not?
You might need an umbrella at some point.
Doesn't matter.
No, that's true.
Get the Barbie going. Each Friday, we're giving away a meat tray to kick off the weekend thanks to our good friends.
Tasman Butchers. Don't settle for the other stuff. Eat better meat with Tasman Butchers. They are the meat specialists.
Very good specials on at the moment at Tasman Butchers.
Always some great specials.
Jump online as well. We've had a look at some of the meats.
Oh. Magnificent stuff.
Yeah, wonderful stuff. And a big thank you to Tasman Butchers for getting involved.
Absolutely.
It's no little thing giving away $250 worth of meat.
That's right.
And the potential to double that and make it $500 worth of meat.
Which is what happens on the roulette veal.
The roulette veal. Who have we got there, Troy?
Adam from Pakenham has registered. Hi there, Adam.
Hey, morning, all. How you going?
Good morning, Adam. How's your lockdown?
Oh, yeah, living the dream, mate.
Living the dream. Good man. Are you working from home or are you allowed to go to work?
Yeah, I'm on the road driving the truck around sunshine.
Oh, well, in many ways, Adam, I guess the traffic might be lighter and therefore it might be better for you.
Yeah, no complaints on my end, I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, good man, Adam. Yes. I'd love to give you some meat. Now, you can walk away with $250 worth of Tasman Butcher's meat right now. It's yours. You own it. You can have it. Or you can go red or black on the roulette wheel and see if you can turn that $250 into $500. What would you like to do, Adam?
Let's gamble it, mate. Let's gamble it.
Yes, Adam!
All righty.
He's going to roulette veal.
He's doing it.
He's doing the veal. Can you still do German accents on the radio, Adam? Is that all right?
Veal it up. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. What do you want, red or black?
Let's go red.
Red.
All right. Let's spin it. It's
now,
been freshly polished.
Please know, Adam, that if you lose, you lose everything.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all right. Follow me, mate.
Okay. You don't get the $250. That's gone.
He's arrived with nothing.
No, he's arrived with nothing. Traffic's lighter.
Yeah.
He's already won.
That's right. He's up and about.
He's up and about. Where'd you go, red or black for Adam?
What was it again? Was it Adam?
Let's go red.
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 Yeah. Red.
Here we go. Spinning the wheel.
Oh, big spin.
Oh, it's actually gone in.
Okay. What's happened?
I don't know. Yeah, I've got to stop it. Normally it spins harder than that, Adam! You've won, buddy! Yay! Yay! Red 34 for your own bookkeeping.
Very nice.
$500 worth of meat thanks to Tasman Butchers, Adam.
I'll be heading there this weekend. Can't wait.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Enjoy it. If you want to be a part of it, MartyShearGoldShow.com.au.
5 seconds. Stand by two. It's all just a little bit of
history. On this day. 4th of June today.
4th of June. If it's your birthday, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Nick Revolt will be joining us shortly, but first we're going through some of the hits and memories that have taken place prior to today.
Yes.
On this day, 4th of June. Today, guys, is International Hug Your Cat Day.
Who's this? The
Pussycat Dolls.
Pussycat Dolls. One of your favourites, Loz?
Yes. No. I'm sad you guys didn't play my hilarious Vivian grab.
Oh, I can
do
that
if you Vivian.
Yeah, well, here it is. Vivian.
This is Alex.
Alex, our newsreader's cat's called Vivian.
Vivian.
Yeah. 1784, Madame Elizabeth Thibble becomes the first female balloonist. There is no way you could get me in a hot air balloon.
No.
Not unless we were doing an OB from one, am I right, guys? Someone in sales will be thinking about that now.
I only want to be in the air with something that has an engine.
So even then
it frightens
me. I like to be on big ones.
With two aisles.
Two aisles.
Turning left.
The ability to turn left.
With a bed that goes, a seat that turns into a bed.
Flat.
Yeah.
1896, Henry Ford takes his first Ford through the streets of Detroit.
We should do a Melbourne version of this.
I'll have a water, thanks.
Yeah.
Might need more than one. It's very sweaty dancing to that song.
Yeah. I'm sweaty now thinking about that song.
Henry Ford just blasting this out of his voice.
And he's done that sort of Latin American thing of making it bounce on the suspension. Henry's coming. Henry's here. 1934, Gordon Coventry kicked his 1,000th career goal, heading towards 1,299 in total.
Then Plugger knocked him off in 99.
Plugger knocked him off.
1,300.
Who's the puppet master at Collingwood? As Nick enters the building.
Nick Rewalt walks in.
Who is the puppet master at Collingwood? Yeah. We can discuss that with Nick. 1940, Winston Churchill on this day gives his iconic speech.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches.
Did he have a lisp or something? Was it a little bit of a lisp of some sort?
He may have. Yeah. I went to his war rooms when I was over there once.
Oh, right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Hard worker, if nothing else.
What a speech.
Mm. 1984, Born in the USA was released. What a song. What an album. The Boss.
Yeah.
Weinberg on the kit. 2008, British TV presenter Michael Parkinson is knighted by Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace.
That was weird.
Good one, Peter.
He wanted to do a really obscure one. What was it?
What was it? Something knight related.
Knight Rider.
BG's works.
Russell Brand is turning 46 today. And Casey Chambers is turning 45. Am I not pretty enough? I love Casey.
Yeah.
I remember what Will was going to do.
What was he
going
to do?
He was going to do from Oliver, "Please, sir, I want some more."
Oh,
because
yeah.
Michael Parkinson was a sir.
Sir Michael Parkinson.
That is a stretch.
That thing was better.
Oh, that is tenuous. Here comes Revolt. 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 Oh!
He's broken the record for the most marks in the history of the game. Get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Here he is, Nick Revo.
Good morning, Nick.
Happy Friday.
I've just seen one of the most generous offers I've ever seen. Nick only found out recently that Will can't burp. And just very kindly suggested that Will could lay over his lap and be burped by Nick.
Hey, I'm in good form.
Yeah.
I'm in good
You've
burping
got all the
form.
Kids at
Not
home.
My own burps, but burping others. Isn't that just it's just a little hidden, clause that you don't even know exists. Oh, you got to start late and feed them.
Yeah.
Not just feed them.
Burp
them. The burping's the longest part.
Yes. If you get a colicky kid,
it's the worst.
It's a nightmare to be up
yourself.
All night.
Yeah.
How's lockdown going in other news?
Yeah, we're okay.
You're all right?
Okay, yep. Doing the homeschool thing.
I'm not doing much of it, truth be known. Attitude and energy is my job.
That's right. You're the Minister of Culture at home, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, just keep spirits high.
Yeah.
And,
come on, guys. Yeah. Where are we up to?
I can see you being a real glass
That's
half
what
full
I am.
Sort of guy. Yeah.
I'm in charge of playing music.
Yep.
And going to the shop to get food. It's a big job.
Hey,
that's my job.
That's one of the essential reasons to get out and about.
It really is.
Yeah. No, we're good, actually. We're good. Look,
what's crawling the footy look like for you?
Well, just local. So
local.
We stay local, do it. So last week I did the Essendon West Coast game out of the studio in South Melbourne.
Right.
So we basically watch what the viewer is watching. So we get the broadcast feed on a big screen.
Yeah.
And then we had a little screen set up because the caller, Adam Papalia, was in Perth.
Oh, God,
that's
right.
So he was doing the play-by-play calling.
And how did that go?
It actually was pretty seamless.
Yeah.
So I was on with Eddie McGuire and David King. So
who's Eddie McGuire?
Yeah. The puppet master.
Finally, someone's acknowledged the puppet master.
He took offence to that, Eddie, and rightfully so. He's done wonderful things for that football club. But it was challenging, but not as difficult as I thought it would be. You know, if you had have said 18 months ago that we would have been sitting around calling a game in Perth from a studio with someone actually in Perth that we were trying to wax
it's
with
madness.
It would, yeah, but it's we've made it work.
Do you get a wider shot as well?
We
as
do.
Well as what the TV is?
We do, but the players look like ants.
Right.
So it's a little bit
it's
difficult.
More shape
to,
and structure
yeah,
sort of
that's,
thing.
That's right. So it's hard to know who's who.
Let's talk about Melbourne Brisbane before we take the break. This will be a belter.
Yeah, it will. It's strange that like I thought playing the game in Brisbane would have been I know it was meant to be Melbourne's home game, but I thought playing the game in Brisbane, you would have packed it out.
Mm.
I think it's a missed opportunity, and I know the integrity of the draw, but if I was Melbourne, I would have been saying, hey, we'll play on the moon.
Yeah.
We don't care. And I reckon that would have sent a really good message to their playing group. Hey, we'll play these blokes anytime, anywhere. It's a good dress rehearsal. We might have to do it in finals.
Mm.
But it might have been out of their control. I don't know. But it's going to be a cracking game. Both of these sides play the sort of style of footy that I think really will stand up in September. Yeah. So like Richmond have played that, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect sort of footy. They just find a way. So both of these sides are well positioned.
Lockie Neal
back. Harms for Melbourne. He tagged last week. So I wonder whether they just don't go straight away and put the clamps on him and try and shut him out of the game. But yeah, these two sides are right in the premiership mix. There's no doubt about it. So last week it was Melbourne took the honours over the Bulldogs and we all walk away thinking, oh, the Dogs got a few chinks in their armour. I know tonight's storyline will be pretty similar post-game, but really it's a moment in time and both of these sides will be there when the whips are cracking.
And get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Nick Reba with us this morning.
Will's just made a great point that we should talk about Jack v. Nick marks.
Yeah.
Because they were remarkably similar. And for people who don't know, Jack took an absolute screamer. And did you win Mark of the Year? You won Mark of the Year.
Nah, robbed by Sampy, remember?
Sore point.
That's right.
Sore point.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. How you could not win Mark of the Year for that mark, I'll never know.
Well, maybe justice will be done this year.
So both of you are running back.
Yeah.
Jack's was a little more over the shoulder. Yours seemed like you were doing a bit more of a through line.
Yeah. Yeah, I was running a bit quicker. Jack had a couple looks to see what was coming. So I mean, I wouldn't call it cowardly exactly, but no, it was a good mark.
It was unbelievable.
A good, he sort of bragged a bit during the week that he'd spoken. So any of these matters where there's something to be decided, our grandfather Hines is usually the go-to. He's the point of reference. He's the arbiter of all things. Okay, who
Football.
Won this and who won that?
Yeah,
and so Jack has said that apparently Hines said that his mark was better.
No way.
But I have tried to call to seek clarification, and I haven't yet been able to get hold of him. But I'll be taking it up with him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I said to Jack, I said, you can copy my homework, but just make it a little bit different and not as good.
Yes.
And that way none of us will get into trouble.
He seemed with his body shape to afford a little bit more protection if things went nuts up.
Yeah, he sort of, it was great. Like it was, had a bit of everything. It had the courage, had the pop. From
yours seemed more maniacal.
Yeah,
like
that's
there
right.
was like, this could be the end of the world.
Real just, you know.
Absolute guts.
No care. No, yeah, exactly. It was a beauty. It's an interesting, one now. So Shea Bolton's taken a screamer.
Yes.
A real, real proper screamer. And Jax has got that
courage.
You know, it's got that courage aspect. So I'd like to see Mark of the Year go to, you know, we do see hangers all the time and it's a great part of our game. But I think Jax should be Mark of the Year.
Well, it goes into the Jonathan Brown revolt category now.
Oh, is that right?
They're the three, aren't they? Yeah. Unadulterated courage.
No, his was a B. Jax was a B, maybe a B plus.
Yeah, no, fair call.
Yeah, so we're not. He's not
it's
quite there yet.
It's just Brown and Revo.
Hey, that was a highlight from last week. I think the highlight of this week, though, is going to be, and I can't wait for this, is the crowd in Adelaide dodging footballs.
Yeah.
This is what I'm most excited about for the weekend, is to see the ball fly in the crowd. And I know you just know people are gonna have fun with this.
Yeah, I know.
They're gonna go out of their way to be overly dramatic in getting out of the way. Can you believe what we're dealing with?
The South Australian Chief Health Officer suggest that if the ball goes into the crowd, don't catch it. And we've actually had a bit of fun with this with our Pots and Pan Man DC.
We have.
Many sweaty men. This ball has been touched by many sweaty men. Regardless of COVID, sanitize your hands or you start eating your chips.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a community message, really, isn't it?
That's great. And if in doubt, there was a bit of footage. I don't know if you guys saw it, the footage the other week of someone holding their child up behind the goals at the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah.
If in doubt, just, you know, swat the footy away with your young children.
That kid got absolutely sconed.
Yeah.
Anything else football-wise, Nick? There's a couple of games.
Bombers-Richmond.
Bombers-Richmond.
Yep. It's building.
You're not suggesting a boil over there.
Yeah.
You are.
I think it's I've tipped Richmond, but I think it's well within the realms of possibility that Essendon, they're the real deal, the Bombers. Mm. They played there last week. They knocked off West Coast. They got a lot. They got some holes in their game, but they're building a style that's going to stand up. They've got great young kids. It's amazing how if you actually pick the right people at draft or trade time, how quickly you can turn around an entire program. And Essendon have been able to do that. Ben Rutten's doing a great job as coach. I love watching them play.
Slightly off topic, Trent Cotchin's wife was reported through the week as saying part of the reason she encouraged Trent to stay and play rather than come home because one of their children was sick was because she was really genuinely concerned about the trolling that would have taken place on social media for her.
Yeah.
That seems ludicrous, but I'm sure you're across all of that sort of stuff happening in your own career.
Yeah, like I'm not on Twitter or anything like that, so I probably don't.
Good choice.
Yeah, I think it's a good. Well, there's a pretty simple solution.
Yes.
If you're worried about it,
yeah.
Get off the platforms.
It's a sad state of affairs that it goes on.
But it's. You know, it's cowardly. It's all those things.
Younger players would be obsessed by it, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I think some are into it. Some know that it's, you know, there's nothing really good that comes out of it. So, but, you know, it's probably a bit more of a societal issue, isn't it? But, it's a tricky one. And Brooke Cotchin, she got smashed last year.
That's with the
day spa thing. So once bitten, twice shy, maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have a lovely. What are you calling this weekend? Are you doing tonight?
Tonight's game, Melbourne Brisbane for Fox Footy. So we'll be there. Pulling it apart before the game and then reviewing halftime and post. And then I have got Adelaide Collingwood. So I'll be on dodgeball watch as well. Yeah.
Lovely to see you. Have
quick
a great
question
weekend.
Without notice.
Please, by all means.
Carlton West Coast at the SCG. Yep. What do you reckon a crowd might be?
Size.
Marty suggested 400.
I'm 400.
I said it'd be closer to 10,000. I think I went a bit overs.
It won't be three figures. It won't be five figures. I think it'll be four figures.
Okay, there you go.
Four figures. Yeah. Anything under 10?
Anything under. I think it'll be under 10.
Yeah.
I think it'll be about like 7.5 maybe.
Okay, 7.5. All right. We've got a few figures there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nick.
Enjoy.
Chat again next week.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
Still to come, we got our week in review for Mazda BT50 Thunder. If you're looking for a ute that's built to rule the weekend, brand new Mazda BT50 Thunder is the complete package and has got you covered.
Yes.
That is coming up.
That is coming
up. But first,
Alex has joined us with an update with the COVID numbers and a couple of statements from James Molino.
Yes, it's been a really busy half hour. We have four new cases of local transmission in our state, and this is off the back of 49,000 tests.
Okay. So that's absolutely amazing.
That's really good. Yesterday it was three, so another solid result.
And anyone in quarantine? I thought there was four and two in hotel quarantine.
That's correct.
Yeah, right, okay.
That is correct.
Close the borders is what I'm hearing you saying, and I agree.
Alex.
Moving swiftly along, James Molino has just held a press conference before he went into the National Cabinet meeting, and there was a lot to get through. But basically he was defending why the lockdown has not ended.
And what's he saying?
Yeah, because I'll just take a through the background just because we had those two tests that were reclassified, the cases.
Yes.
Anyway, he has said that there are still 5,000 primary contacts and exposure sites right across the state. So he said that's why we're not ending lockdown early, guys, in case you were wondering.
Well, we are wondering.
We are wondering.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Answered that for
there's
you now.
The answer. Good on you, Alex. Thank you for that. Enjoy your weekend with Vivian.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't there something else you wanted to talk about?
Yes. He also said that the state has now signed the Memorandum of Understanding. The Commonwealth Government did that last night, but they haven't landed on a site for the purpose-built quarantine facility.
Federally, they'd like Avalon and we would like
Mickleham, but then Molino has just said this morning that they'll be happy with anything.
Just get it done.
Absolutely.
For God's sake.
Well done, Alex.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really
All right, Loz, you said you got a bit to get through.
I do. I kept DC very busy today, running
Did
in
you?
With little grabs and things like that.
All right, well, let's go through it.
So earlier today, Will said that his ring of steel was made of titanium.
Will, how's your ring of steel?
I've got a titanium ring.
Touch of the Seers. Well, the other girl in the film clip.
The film clip you were referring to is actually Chandelier.
Oh,
not titanium.
Yeah, no.
Sounds similar.
Yes.
chandelier.
A lot of stuff does sound the same.
For some reason, Sia's blown that out into one of the worst movies of all time.
Yeah, with Maddie Ziegler. Yeah.
That's what's happened.
Yeah. Troy, earlier in the show, you said this.
Winter is coming.
Winter's here. We're 4 days in.
Yes. Oh, well, you wouldn't know the last few days. It's been beautiful. Stunning. Sunny and warm. Mm.
And we had a fact check from Anne Marie. She said, "Hi all, I have to fact check Marty. Over the last week since Gavin McLeod passed away, Marty has mentioned his infatuation with Julie from The Love Boat, referring to her as the daughter of Captain Stubing. When in fact she was the cruise director, an employee of the cruise line, and actress Jill Whelan, who played Vicky Stubing, was the captain's daughter. She came into the show a little later on. Cheers.
Hang on. So Julie only worked on the boat and Vicky was Captain Stubing's daughter.
Yeah.
Is that right? Vicky.
I'm not aware of that. I just assume.
Have you got a photo of Vicky Stubing for me to have a look at?
Vicky Stubing.
Because I thought Julie was Stubing's daughter.
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, that's Vicky Stubing. Yeah. Yeah, I do remember Vicky Stubing. Yeah. But what was Julie's name? Wasn't Stubing.
That was Julie someone else.
She's not.
Julie Smith.
All right. Okay.
Julie
right.
Love Boat.
Okay.
Anyway, and we had a chat about a girl called Briatney Portillo today, and you all missed my little joke I made in the break.
Oh, yes. I've asked you to bring this to the table.
You wanted me to put it in.
I don't want people to think you've gone, hey, you guys missed my joke. No. I'm going to play it for you.
I know, but you wanted me to do this, but the more I think about it, it's not very funny.
Well, what is it? Remind me.
No pressure.
Encyclopedia Briatney.
Who could ever get it right?
I said Encyclopedia Briatney.
That's very good.
Thank you.
We all pushed past it at the time.
You didn't hear me.
It's worth repeating.
Thank you.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, good luck for lockdown again this weekend. Let's leave you with this.
The Marty Shegold Show. Week in review.
Oh, yeah. Pumping it up.
That'll make the risk where Aaron would have gone, nah, smooth, mate.
This week, Marty kicked it all off with some advice.
Never be afraid to stop for McDonald's. I like just the sausage one.
Yes.
I'll have two or three of those.
I know you would.
You know I'm not a singular hamburger guy.
Muffin for the table.
Get one for the other end of the table. Is anyone having that? I mean, I was trying to think of a word, but the only word in my mind for lots of different reasons was dick.
It comes up the same way.
I don't know what that meant.
No, it was actually something else was supposed to come out.
What?
It means the same.
What you said.
I wish I could just control off delete what came out of my mouth.
You said it comes up. So basically, Troy, you play grabs and then Lauren, Will and I. Forgot who I was working with. He has made some valid points over the journey and it does seem as though Megan is, what's the word? A dick.
Yes.
He doesn't want to kick an emu in the arse.
So much flapping.
Yeah. Oh, they're a flappy bird, aren't they? Remind me of Matt Thompson, our producer.
Yes.
There we go.
Oh, there he is. Flapping outside.
Crushing his pearl.
He didn't hear what you said.
That's the best scenario. All right, Tivana.
Hey.
That's an interesting name you've got.
It is. It is.
There's a lot going on there. What do you get called?
Are you called Gio?
Gio.
Oh, so is your name Giovanna or Tiavanna?
Giovanna.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, is it?
No.
Laps has just
no, hang on. Is it spelled with a T or a G?
A G.
Look at him flapping around out there like an emu with pearls on. More than 6% said they'd rather go to jail than stop eating meat.
Not
who
sure
wants to go to jail? I mean, if you're offering me jail or giving up meat, I'm giving up meat.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to eat a hell of a lot of it in jail.
Order!
Maybe I could ramp up my meat eating. What are you boys doing out here on the courts?
Yeah, he was at a rally of COVID deniers and QAnon lunatics, not my word.
Because you said it pretty funny. You went lunatics.
I
realized
what the
word was. It was like you turned into one of the members of Dracula's live show. He's a lunatic. Enjoy the soup.
Lenny Kravitz. All of a sudden, Lauren has sat up hearing that song on the Marty Shegold Show.
Got your gift going? Lenny Kravitz.
Eating a
gift.
Banana at the same time.
Yeah, I know. I can see. I've never seen anyone with more banana in their mouth than you, obviously, online. You've got a fair whack. You've got a heft of banana in your mouth, there, mate.
It's Did you not know the song was finishing?
No, I was reading about Bridget Bishop, the witch.
Oh. Suck the life out of them.
Sorry.
Don't eat more banana. What are you doing?
Just put it to the side.
The microphone is on. That's when you stop eating banana.
Marty finished his banana.
I've already swallowed it.
Maddie is taking the scores. Here is the first question.
I'll talk to you about Tiavana later.
It's very hard to hear them spelling their name on the phone.
What? The difference between a G and a T?
G, T.
It's
I've never heard the name Tiavana.
But as you were typing Tiavana in, was there any part of you that thought, this seems unusual? Because I've heard of Giovanna.
I didn't want to assume.
That's the only good thing you did do out there.
The brand new Mazda BT50. That's the Week in Review on the Marty Shigold Show. Thanks for listening to the Marty Shigold Show podcast. Hot water need replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream.